Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
getting ready for the new solstice swim.
Yeah, nice. Do you need to get ready, though? Because really, you need to not get ready.
You need to be nude. Mentally prepare.
I say that because you're going to listen to the Nude Solstice Swim show. Nathan and I did that this morning. We're now back in the studio for the first time in like 5 days. I'm recording this podcast opener. When we were going, Nathan and I hate lines, you know that. So we just pushed in front of everyone.
Mm. We love it because we justify it ourselves. We're like, oh, well, we got a special pass. I'm assuming we can just go all the way to the front. That wasn't the case.
And when we walked past people, I saw a lot of people with headphones in because people had been waiting a long time in line.
Oh, so they might have been listening to a podcast.
So you had to check in on the app, the Taz app, to check into the area. And then you had to get your name marked off to get your towel and your swim cap. Mm. And Nathan and I just went, no.
We ran into the guy who we thought justified our ability to skip the line, and we said, okay, cool, so we're here. What do we do? And he said, get in line.
Oh, no. So did you wait in line?
No, we got front seats.
We waited in line for a little bit.
We did that thing where you stand next to the line, and then as it moves, you just slowly shimmy and merge in.
Hope no one behind you taps you on the shoulder and goes, mate, get out of there.
I'm that person that kind of tells people not to push in.
Oh, I bet you are.
Yep. Yeah.
You would never have given people frontsies or backsies in lines, would you?
No, absolutely not. Different scenario.
Yeah.
Get to the back line.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
I've never seen you being so
feisty
strict.
Over here.
I'm getting teacher vibes.
I am, yeah.
I did put you two into timeout today, actually.
Yeah, we had to face the wall at one point today, didn't we? We need a timeout corner.
Oh, my grace.
And then she sent me out of the room, and I still managed to get Jimmy's eye contact in the class and distract him. You hated that.
I hated it, yes.
Hey, look, if you are listening to this, it is, as much as this is fun, the Winter Solstice show. You follow it all on the socials, at Jimmy Nath. You can see everything as you're listening.
Not everything. You can't see everything.
I blurred out the good bits, unfortunately, if you do want. I think if it's back next year, I'd love to do it again.
I'd do it again. Well, producer Grace, you said that you'd love to give it a crack.
I would absolutely love to do it.
Yeah. It was honestly one of the coolest things I've
so
ever done.
So much fun.
Yeah, I loved it.
Especially when we swimmed out to the boys.
Swam.
What did I swim?
Swimmed.
Swimmed. potato. The Hit
Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, Tuesday, yes indeed, Jim, the train pulling out of the station once again. Your platform, it can only be Hit 100.9. We are live this morning from Long Beach Reserve in Sandy Bay, the balcony of Seagrass Cafe at Long Point, because, Jim, today we strip down nude and we swim with thousands of our Tasmanian comrades in the dark mofo winter solstice for the very first time after 7:30. It is all happening. Of course, you can follow on the Jimmy Nath Instagram to watch it all unfold or watch it all disappear, which is probably what will happen as we hit the water, which is currently actually warmer than the outside temperature.
Yeah, it is. Look, and for all you perverts out there, you won't be actually to see that. Mm. So you can follow along on the socials. Nathan and I are going to head off just after 7 at some point. We've got to walk down there. We can't do the show from there, so producer Grace will take over. Maddie's back in HQ, so they can do the show while we're away. Mm. Grace will. Producer Grace, you'll be able to see.
You'll see everything.
We've got your pair of binoculars.
I do have a pair of very large binoculars.
At least something's big.
Speak for yourself, mate. It's warm in here.
Mate, we're going to be a couple of Ken dolls swimming around.
Oh, yeah, no,
swim,
I'm because I woke up this morning about you. I went to the gym this morning and much colder than any other day recently.
There was so much frost. I drove the Hit Jeep down here to Seagrass Cafe at Long Point, and there was that much frost everywhere around the car. I actually couldn't. So the Hit Jeep, if you've seen it before, it's got all the Hit branding on it. You can see all the logos. There was so much frost on it that I couldn't make out if it was actually our Jeep or not.
You're in Sandy Bay. You got into five other Jeeps before the...
I drove a Porsche down here, which is lovely.
Broke into a Mercedes. It was great.
Now, producer Grace, as Jimmy said, you're going to be the one holding down the fort.
Yes.
I mean, we're going to chat through a little bit later on, but yesterday we did have to hunt down some binoculars for you. Just so you could keep a watchful eye.
It was an odd request from me, but I feel like it was important.
Well, because you
just to be across everything.
Of course. Well, you're going to be our woman on the ground, Maddie back in HQ. So we might need to do like a little practice run of just you out there just watching people a little bit later on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right. I mean, it's dark, but...
It's dark, but, you know...
Yeah, you can't see anything right now, which I'm happy about.
Nothing's going to change. You're not going to see anything when we're out there. Jim, we are live from Long Beach Reserve, Sandy Bay, the balcony, Seagrass Cafe at Long Point, and we are minutes away from walking down, getting our clothes off and jumping in the water for the salsa swim for the very first time. I wasn't nervous until now because we're now staying in budgies and robes, and it's real now.
Yeah, you need to wear swimmers and something warm. So Nathan and I, I'll describe our current attire. We've got Crocs on with socks, our budgie smugglers, swimmers. We've both got a jumper on and then robes over the top.
Yeah. Oh, we've got Apple Watches on too.
Yeah,
just to monitor our heart rate.
Well, I mean, I'm going to get my steps up and swim. So
now we do need to get down there for the briefing, the safety briefing, of course. So we are about to leave the show in the capable hands of producer Grace and Maddie back at HQ. Maddie, we got you there, buddy.
Yes, I'm here, boys.
Okay, so Maddie's there, producer. Why do you sound nervous, Maddie?
We're the ones I'm just nervous for you guys. I can feel you in those budgie smugglers on this freezing cold morning.
So, Maddie, you're gonna be running the show at the moment, and you'll be crossing to, of course, to producer Grace, who'll be describing everything that she sees because she does have binoculars. Grace,
binoculars.
We're about to leave, Grace. How are you feeling?
I'm also a bit nervous.
Grace is nervous as well. Now, we know that there's TV crews down there as well, Jim, so we didn't know, but there is going to be professional filming happening when we're down there.
Yeah, maybe we might end up on TV tonight. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I did word up our news team back here at HQ to have a close in of you guys. So.
All right, Jim, it is now time. Producer Grace and Maddie, you guys are taking over the reins.
Yep.
Right, man.
I'm getting choked up. I didn't think I'd be nervous, but we're now going to turn our mics off, and it's over to you, Grace, to describe what is happening for Maddie. See you guys. See you when we come back.
See you on the other side.
Have fun.
It is Hit 100.9's Jimmy and Nath. Look, if you're listening to this right now, Jim, you and I, we are naked and we're standing on a beach about to jump into the water for the nude solstice swim.
Yeah, we're out and about right now, but we pre-recorded this a little bit earlier. It's the news podcast that serves you the latest headlines each and every morning. Presented by this man.
It's Tommy Tuesdays. He's from the briefing. How wonderful life is when Tom's on the show.
Tommy Tilly, welcome.
Oh, boys, these are one of those days where I really wish we were face-to-face in Hobart. And I mean face-to-face and body-to-body.
Yeah. Well, we need something to warm us up, Tommy. You've got a bigger body than us, so we'd love you to be in a Jimmy and Ace sandwich.
Well, look, we should have done the whole briefing episode on Hobart. Well, this is like the day of the year down there, the nude solstice swim. I know you've been sacrificing goats and cows in the main street. This is a wild time to be in Hobart.
Tommy, this is something that Jimmy and I, we've been wanting to do for a very long time. And we just thought, why not? Let's do it this time because it's super duper cold. And we were like, you know what? Because it's so cold, it's the perfect opportunity to get naked and jump in the water, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I've seen some wild Insta stories from my mates who are down in Hobart. It looks like it's been an amazing week or so.
Yeah, no, it's been so much fun. This is the last thing official on the Dark Mofo calendar, and as Nate said, we've never had a chance to do it. But there are some rumours, Tommy. I don't know if you've heard, but Dark Mofo it may not be coming back. This could potentially have been the last one.
What? Because you guys have joined in the nude swim?
Yeah, that's
they're preempting it.
Yeah, no one wanted to see that. Again, if you're just listening right now, don't let a reflection. If you do see us this morning, don't. That's not how it usually looks. It's Tommy, back me up. You've seen it in its all its glory.
Yeah, no, speak for yourself, Tommy. I'm looking exactly the same.
They were huge last time I saw them.
Yep. That's anyway. We've thanks, Tom.
Well, that was in your warm jacuzzi though when we were at your place. That's why.
Yeah. Well, we always hang out in warm jacuzzis, so I avoid the nude swim for the same reason that you guys are realizing right now. It's not good publicity. It's really bad publicity. Hey,
Tommy, let's talk about the briefing. The big Barnaby Joyce thing at the moment, of course, knocking off McCormack and is now our acting Prime Minister on the briefing today, I believe.
Yeah, it's a big story today in Canberra. It's been chaos. So you got to feel for Scott Morrison. He goes away to England for the G7, comes back. He's locked up in the lodge in isolation. And just metres outside the gate, the National Party start turning on themselves. And Barnaby Joyce, who is an intriguing character, he really cuts through with the public. People feel like he's authentic and they get him. But he's also had a really checkered past. He was the Nationals leader, which means he's the Deputy Prime Minister, because you have the Nationals and the Liberal Party that make up the coalition, and that's our government. And he went out under a real cloud last time. He'd left his wife and his daughters, and he'd shacked up with his staffer, and they've since had two kids, and they're now in a relationship. But that was what was going on. There was also a harassment allegation that he was defending. So left under a real cloud, and here he is coming back. And what the stoush is going to be this time, and the reason this is so interesting, is that it's going to come down to climate change again. And this has been such a divisive issue in Australia. So when Scott Morrison was in England for the G7, he's got Boris Johnson and Joe Biden in his ears saying, Australia needs to do more. You need to go to net zero by 2050. Now he's got his coalition party partner led by Barnaby Joyce saying, we don't want you to go too far. We don't want you to hurt regional Australia by smashing the coal industry. So it's going to be a very interesting one to watch and see.
Didn't Barnaby, I swear I saw him on the socials doing videos going, I don't want to get back into Parliament. I'm out here. I'm so glad I'm out of it now. Like, was this, what's going on? Was this his plan, like, to come back all along?
I think he might have been a little bit off chops with that one, but he was basically saying...
Barnaby, no!
The guy with the red face, drinking lots of beer? Well, anyway, he was basically saying in this kind of rant, you know, we want less government in our lives, and that's something that actually a lot of people agree with. So there was probably a little bit of method to the madness there. He was also famous for threatening to kill Johnny Depp's dogs, Pistol and Boo.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
They breached quarantine laws when they were a cute thing that we never needed to talk about very often. So there's some of his career highlights.
Tommy, how does somebody come in? We were just talking about the checkered past. And, like, I mean, he even said that he didn't want to come back into politics and all these things. How does somebody claw themselves back into being leader of the National Party and, of course, Deputy Prime Minister from all that? Do people just, particularly in Australia, do we just forgive and forget? Or what goes into rebuilding yourself that high to become Deputy PM again?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think he's got staying power. That's one thing. A lot of people go through controversies and they're forced to stand down. This guy's stuck around.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it. I also think he does have an intelligent ability to read the room and work out where the political weak and strong points are, and also know what regional Australians are thinking. And, you know, a lot of our politicians are based in the cities where the majority of Australians live, and they can get out of touch with what people in regional Australia are thinking. So I think there's a lot of people that feel, despite all his shortcomings, he has, you know, the thoughts and the hopes of regional Australians in mind.
Yeah, okay.
Well, a huge thing on the briefing, but I guess what tomorrow, Tommy, you're covering Jimmy and Ace Nude Solstice Swim. That's obviously going to be a big thing.
Yeah, special episode. We're actually using video for this one, so breaking out of the podcast.
What? Yes. I was told there was no one filming.
Speaking of shortcomings, that will be a short episode.
Thank you.
Tommy Tilley, as always, mate, we love having you on the show. The briefing is available weekday mornings. You can listen for free on the Listener app. Search the briefing podcast. Tommy, at the moment, we have probably just hit the water, so we will let you know next week how we went. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Look forward to seeing you back in the jacuzzi, boys.
Thank you, buddy. It is Jimmy Nath, Hobart's Hit 100.9, doing the Nude Solstice Swim. Good morning.
It is the Nude Swim this morning as well in Sandy Bay. Jimmy and Nath are on the beach. They must have their towels around now. We'll cross live to producer Grace, who is down at the beach right now with her binoculars. Yeah. How's it going, Grace?
There is a lot of noise down there. There's a sea of white towels, red caps. It looks like everyone's gearing up to jump into that water. And I tell you what, I'm standing here with like three jackets on. It is freezing.
Oh, Grace.
So cold.
Have you got a good view where you're from, where you are?
Kind of. I can't see. Look, I definitely cannot see any bits, no individuals. Oh, people are dropping their towels. These people are keen.
They're in.
No, they're not in yet. They're not in yet. I'm waiting for the flare to go off.
Okay.
It's a bit. I think there are just some keen people that are already dropping their towels, to be honest.
They are very keen, aren't they?
They are confident. I tell you what, they are very, very confident.
Yes.
But Oh, I do not feel for Jimmy and Nath right now.
Just imagine feeling that crunchy, icy sand underneath your feet before you run.
Well, Matt, you said you went down a couple of years ago and there was frost on the sand.
There was frost on the sand, and from all accounts, it was much warmer in the water. But that wouldn't make it any easier to get in, because can you imagine getting back out?
No, that's the worst part. It is about 4 degrees down here right now, and I believe the water temperature is about 13 degrees. So it's significantly warmer in the water, but it's definitely getting out that is the hard part.
You were saying to me before, Grace, since you've moved down from Sydney, you have not swam in Tasmanian water.
Not swum once. It is too... Oh, they're running. They are running.
Oh, they're in.
They are running in. Everyone's nude. They are running into the beach. Oh, my goodness. These people are so much braver than I am. Oh, this is actually a very magnificent sight. There's something beautiful about this.
Oh, Grace. Have you got your really brave ones that are just diving in, and then your people maybe a bit hesitant down there? Or is everyone looking pretty good?
It doesn't look like there's anyone still on the beach. So these people have just dived headfirst into the water. There's just a sea of red caps. There's some orange flares going off. This is stunning.
Our very own Jimmy and Nath in that freezing cold water right now.
Tuesday morning, Jimmy and Nath broadcasting live from Long Beach Reserve, Sandy Bay, the balcony of Seagrass Cafe at Long Point Gym, because we have just completed and just returned from the Dark Mofo Nude Solstice Swim. We've made it.
Yeah, I can't believe it. We'll talk you through sort of what happened. Producer Grace is still here with us. So we walked down. There was plenty of people.
Thousands. I reckon there was a few thousand people
there. Thousands of people there. I was not happy when I thought you couldn't watch.
There were a lot of observers. Yeah. It's very difficult to stop people from just watching. I saw people on their balconies above the beach.
In Sandy Bay. I was a little annoyed by the people that came down who were listening to the show. And said, Jimmy and Nath, how are you? I came down to watch you guys. I don't think I encouraged... Do we encourage people to come watch?
No, you didn't encourage people to come watch. No. It was just me with my binoculars. That's all it was supposed to be.
Yeah. I think we specifically told people that they can't come watch unless you're going to participate in it.
So I wasn't happy with the number of people that firstly recognised us and then was like, I'm here to see you guys. Because I didn't want to hold things. I wanted to let it all be free. And then you get your towel, you get your little...
You get a swimming cap. You get a Dark Mofo Salsa Swim swimming cap, and then you go down onto the beach where they give you a safety briefing. Yeah. And we couldn't hear the safety briefing, maybe because we were so nervous and so cold.
No, we also, Nathan and I strategically, there's media there, so we did position ourselves right next to the media to get some photos and some videos. Yeah. So hopefully we can post some stuff later, PG stuff.
Yeah, you'll see all that later on.
Yeah, add Jimmy and Nath, follow us on the socials. But because we were so far away, we had no idea what the safety briefing was about. The bloke next to us, they set some buoys out.
Yeah, about 15, they were 15 metres from the sand.
Yeah. And this guy next to us, Grace, had done it every year, and he goes to us, just a bit of heads up, boys, no one swims all the way out. You're not going to make it.
Because won't forget about it. You go in, you fluff around for a bit and come back. And also, because we were like, oh no, we can't hear the safety briefing. He gave us the safety briefing, one of these guys. Meanwhile, he's standing there starkers, hands on his hips going, so what you want to do
is... That was one thing I did notice watching from afar with my binoculars, is that there were a few very confident people down the front that just did not have the towel whole time. They just were like, no, I'm good.
That
thanks,
was
guys.
100% not us.
Yeah, no, we definitely had the towels, and I'm glad I did, because one lady next to me is like, so when are you dropping your towel, Jimmy? I'm like, I don't know who you are. I thought it was like anonymous.
I swear I got a small towel too, and I don't know if it was on purpose. I reckon I was given a tea towel.
So we had a chat with this guy, and he gave us, because he'd done it every year. Nathan and I did swim out to the boys.
Yeah, we had a boy edge. We grabbed on a buoy and we started floating on the buoy, which was amazing.
It's so much more warmer in the water. Yeah. So because we were chatting to some other people, the sand is so cold, obviously, last
stings
night.
Your feet.
It was so cold last night here in Hobart. So my feet are still... Are your feet still stinging?
They are. They're still numb and they're still stinging. It was like the perfect way to describe the sand. It's like standing just on ice is what it felt like. Standing on ice. It was stinging through the feet. Everything else, like when you dropped everything else, it was fine. It was just your feet.
Because the water... It was actually when we were holding onto the buoys out, 15 metres out, it was actually quite nice in the water, Grace. It was when you then got back out of the water... The sort of wind hit you, it was cold, but then also the sand is so cold, like my feet are stinging again. Everyone's standing on towels.
So we're standing there, and Jimmy and I started talking strategy. We were like, what do we want to do? Before we went in, we were like, what are we going to do? Do we want to be... Jimmy's suggestion was, why don't we wait for everybody to go, and then we'll be last in? But I was like, no, because I think there'll be struggles. I think we've got a better chance being first in. So what they do is they start beating drums, don't they? There's like a countdown with drums. They've got these huge drums. Everybody starts clapping, which is insane. And then all the lifeguards are spread across the beach, and they all have a flare each. And as soon as the flares goes off, Grace, I'm sure you could see it from the cafe.
Yeah, it was like orange smoke.
As soon as the flares goes off, you hit the water as fast as you can. So Jimmy and I were like, all right, we can't be last, so we're going to be first. And we absolutely hit it as fast as we could. And I swear it was Ian Thorpe, Grant Hackett in the 2000 Olympic 100-meter final. Because we were first two to the boys.
And I, look, I didn't, you grew up on the beach. And I consider myself a good swimmer because I did swim like pool swimming, so I didn't do ocean swims growing up. But I was
when you're
very...
cold and numb, though, it's a different story.
No,
it?
But I was Nath was some sort of sea monster. He was so quick and big, and I thought I was a good swimmer. And like I back in high school, I won the 50, the 100. Like I was good. You were this. I couldn't believe how quick you were.
Well, think about how much less weight I was carrying around in the cold. You know.
But yeah, we swam out. We hung out there for a bit. We came back in.
Sat on the buoys, which is.
I'll
really
be honest.
Nice.
I when I walked, because on the way out I put my hands up, so everything was out. Mm. But on the way back in, because there were school children.
Oh no,
there were kids there.
I swear there was a bus of school kids.
There were those kids there, and then there was a mum like waved to Jimmy and Nate. So I walked back in with Nathan. And I both had our hands on our private parts. A lot of people after the swim just walk around naked and embrace it. But there were honestly too many people staring that I was like, and there were children.
Yep.
These kids, they were
but
kids.
Also, I mean, it did. You wouldn't have been able to see anything. Like there was nothing.
Yeah, my eyes so kind of said it like.
But the confidence from some people out there as well. I was like, oh, I want to get there. I want to get there one
next
day.
Year.
Next, well, producer Grace, you have said that you are potentially keen to do it next year.
I would love to do it next year.
Amazing.
Yes.
See, there you go. So producer Grace could come down.
Then we'll be the ones here with binoculars.
Jim, we are broadcasting live from Long Beach Reserve, Sandy Bay, the Balcony Seagrass Cafe at Long Point, because we've just completed the solstice swim. Still numb in the fingers and the toes, though.
Yeah, my feet are so sore. Like, they're, like, stinging. Mm. Like, you ever burnt something? Like, you put your finger under
That's what it feels like, a hot pan? And everything goes numb.
Feels like my feet are burnt. As you said, we just did the nude swim. Shout out to Meg. From Channel 7 News,
yep.
7 Tasmania.
7 Tasmania News.
She was there doing the media. She's taken some photos for us, and Charles, the cameraman, is a good man. They took some videos. So it looks like we'll be on the news tonight.
Oh,
so
great.
If you do want to see
what happened.
Yeah, if you want to see Nathan and I's rear end, tune in tonight to Channel 7. But also, we'll put up some photos shortly on our Instagram at Jimmy Nath.
Totally.
There's nothing nude.
No.
It's just post-swim.
Well, Instagram will take that right down.
No, it's just us in some towels and some hats and stuff. We'll upload that. But look, we were mentioning earlier in the show, the three of us, you, me, Nathan, producer Grace, we were chatting about this is officially the end. It was the last thing.
Closes out Dark Mofo.
On the Dark Mofo calendar was the nude swim. And look, there's I really hope this isn't true, but there are a lot of rumours that this potentially could be the last Dark Mofo.
Yeah.
Ever.
That is what's floating around at the moment from all the people at the top and the organisers are saying that this could be the last one for a variety of different reasons.
Yeah.
Obviously, we hope it's not the case because, it's one of the most iconic things on the Tasmanian, on the Australian calendar.
Absolutely. And it's just so wonderful seeing the whole town just like literally paint the town red and get all their red lights and red fun things.
Did you go and do the swim too? You're a bit numb.
I
isn't that the official motto of Dark Mofo? The red fun things.
Yeah.
I went out Sunday night to the last night of Winter Feast and had a look at Dark Downtown. And there's just all these families out. There's kids. You know, it's a Sunday night. It's a school night. I couldn't even believe I was out because usually we go to bed too early on a Sunday for the show Monday morning. But it really brings everyone together. You know, usually during winter, we're all sort of staying at home. We're not doing too much. And Dark Mofo, it brings everyone together. Everyone's out.
Oh, everything from Winter Feast to Dark Park to the Dark Downtown, Ex-Cathedra, the Winter Solstice. We just saw thousands of people out there.
And I know there are some people that aren't a huge fan of Dark Mofo, but for what it does, and look, I don't know if it's, you know, if it's the COVID. You know, I'll be honest, last year when it was cancelled, I didn't think we'd still be living in a COVID world. I really thought that that would be a 12-month thing, and when we're still dealing with it now, and I think we're going to be dealing with it for a long time. So I don't know if that's part of the reason why potentially it could be the last one. Again, I hope that's not the case. If it was to end for you guys, what would you miss out on?
Well, it was the winter feast up until I did the winter solstice. the solstice swim is an iconic thing. I think it's one of the things that makes national news. It's one of those things that's a real eye opener for so many people, and it's something that is so iconically
eye closer.
It's something that is so iconically Tasmanian, iconically part of that dark mofo. I think that's going to be the big thing for me. I mean, I know we did just do it, but it's the first time I've done it, and I'm hoping it's not the last time that I do it.
Absolutely, I think I'll miss the parties. My partner DJ'd at a bunch of parties over the last week. And it was so, I was a bit starstruck actually, just seeing her up there at like Hanging Garden for Ex Cathedra DJing. It was so cool, and I hope that we get that opportunity again.
Yeah, for me, it's got to be Winter Feast, especially with the Taste Festival no longer happening. It was, you know, it was great to see everyone in there. You know, it's families, it's food, it's showcasing some of Tassie's best produce and winemakers and all that stuff. So, look, there's a lot of things, but I thought we could throw it out to the phones as well. And, you know, look, again, we don't know. I'm just talking about a rumor. I really, you know, fingers and toes crossed if I could, but my fingers and toes are numb.
I think mine have broken off. They might be crossed back on the beach.
I can't even feel my toes. I don't even have any toes. but 131060 Hobart, give us a call. If it was to be the last Dark Mofo, what would you miss?
Yeah, what would you miss most about Dark Mofo if this was the last year? Again, we're hoping it's not, but if it is, 131060, jump on the phones right now. You just heard what all of us would miss. What would you miss most about Dark Mofo if it did end this year? We're back in the warm now, Jim, because we did just complete the nude swim, the solstice swim, to round out Dark Mofo. Speaking of Dark Mofo, of course, there's these horrible rumours going around that it may be the last one this year.
Yeah, look, I hope that to not be true. I did hear some other things that if it was, that there would still be some other event. It would become something else
place,
or do something
sure.
else. And look, yeah, I just hope it. I hope it is in the end. I really love what it does for Hobart, what it does for Tasmania. It really puts us on the map. I know, you know, all around, I mean, there was a bunch of reasons why, but I mean, all around Australia, on the mainland, they were talking about us over the weekend, you know, with Dark Mofo on. We had Amy Shark here, we had the footy on as well. Yeah, I'm really, really proud to be a Tasmanian, and yeah, I hope it doesn't end. Like, I mean, you said, you know, you'd miss out on the Salsa Swim, like of cool events like that.
Yeah.
Miss out on Winter Feast. Grace talking about her partner Dana DJing at Ex Cathedra, like... it was just, it's been such a big part of
totally.
Our lives.
It's been huge. What a great week it's been.
100%. Well, let's go to the phones now, because we have put it out there. What would you miss most about Dark Mofo if this was to be the last year? Georgia from Brighton. Hi, Georgia. We got you there.
Hey.
Hey, hey, Georgia. Did you do the salsa swim too? You seem quite awake.
Look, I did, Georgia. And I'm not going to lie.
Okay, all right.
You can. It's fine. We lie on the show all the time.
There was thousands of people there, Georgia. You could well have been there. Georgia, if this was to be the last year of Dark Mofo, what is your favourite thing about Dark Mofo, the thing that you would miss the most?
The lights at Montrose. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, okay.
The name of it.
Spectra.
Sorry. The Spectra, yeah.
No, that's fine.
Without getting, like, sentimental and everything, like last year, I felt like it literally got me through COVID. Like it was literally like the light in the dark. Like, yeah.
Oh, beautiful. See, everyone has that sentimental connection.
No,
sometimes.
You can get sentimental. Like, I think, you know, Mona and Walshy has done so much for the state and Dark Mofo on those events. Like, you know, it's, yeah, I love that.
That's... All right, let's get a young Alice. Alice from Old Beach. Alice, have we got you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Alice. What's your favourite thing about Dark Mofo? What would you miss the most?
I'd miss the nachos and I'd miss the, like, laser lights.
Did you say the nachos?
Yeah.
Iconically part of Dark Mofo.
Yeah,
can't get anywhere else.
You can't do Dark Mofo without a nachos.
Jessica from Montrose, round things out for us, Jess. Your favourite thing about Dark Mofo, the thing that you would miss the most if it was to be taken away from us?
Definitely the solstice nude swim.
Oh, did you do it, Jess? Were you out there with us?
Yeah, of course.
Amazing.
Were you actually, Jess?
Yeah.
How did you find it this morning?
It was a bit lighter this year compared to other years.
okay, so how many times have you done it?
I think this is maybe my fourth or fifth, yeah.
Fourth year. And so, this is Nathan and I's first time. How did it compare to the other years?
It was definitely lighter out, a lot quicker. The sand didn't burn the feet as much this year, I tell you.
Okay, so really? It's in the past.
That's
it's been
the biggest
worse.
Thing we've been whinging about.
Yeah, okay.
Now, Jess, I'm making a massive claim to say that I was the first person out of the entirety of the winter solstice to make it to the buoy, 15 metres out. Did you keep your eye on the horizon and see who was first out there?
I was too busy on trying to make it myself and high-five the surf lifesaver. Sorry.
Yeah. You didn't see us out there, Jess, at all at any point, did you?
Sorry.
No, don't apologise. I'm glad. I didn't want you to. It's not a true reflection of me. I'm not looking at my best. Trust me. It's usually like.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Down. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.